From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty, reporting. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement Thursday says Omar died of illness but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying Omar died 2 years ago. Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Pakistan, which hosts the talk, said it remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. Investigators are trying to determine whether a piece of airplane debris found on a French Indian Ocean island is part of the Malaysia Airlines jet that mysteriously vanished in March 2014. The approximately 2-meter-long fragment, which appears to be a wing component known as a flapron, was discovered Wednesday on a beach in Reunion Island near Madagascar, more than 3,500 kilometers from where Boeing 777 was last heard from. French aviation officials are examining the material but say it is too early to determine whether the fragment belongs to the missing flight MH370. The Malaysia Airlines flight, which was carrying 239 people, took off from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on March 8, 2014, on its way to Beijing. It vanished from radar more than an hour later somewhere over the South China Sea. Malaysian investigators have said they believe someone deliberately turned off the plane's tracking devices and diverted the aircraft. This is VOA News. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter and a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. Turkey has declared that its Incirlik airbase is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by Washington in its battle against jihadists. But a dispute has already broken out between Ankara and Washington on its use. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik airbase to U.S. jets was reportedly described as a game-changer by one U.S. official in the battle against Islamic State. Incirlik is located 110 kilometers from the Syrian border, meaning U.S. jets could reach their targets much faster than from locations they've been using. The use of Incirlik by U.S. forces, especially in conflicts with its neighbors, is always a sensitive subject for Turkey, and Turkish governments are very careful about wording terms of use. But analysts say unless there is a clear agreement on the use of Incirlik, the potential for disputes will remain, warning that Ankara in the past is very skillful in manipulating its use to secure its objectives. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The British Home Office said Thursday it has granted outspoken Chinese dissident artist Ai Weiwei a full 6-month business visa, despite his earlier claim to have been issued a 20-day entry visa. But the Home Office said that reports Mr. Ai has been refused a visa are incorrect. It said he has been granted a visa to enable him to travel to the UK for the full duration of the stay that he requested. The 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged with or convicted of a crime, despite being repeatedly harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. An al-Qaeda affiliate abducted an American-trained rebel commander and 7 of his fighters in northern Syria just days after they deployed in the war-torn country. The midweek kidnapping is being seen by analysts as a setback to Washington's effort to shape an insurgent force able to combat Islamic State extremists and is likely to complicate plans for a safe zone in northern Syria, currently under discussion between U.S. and Turkish officials. India executed Yaqub Menon early Thursday for his role in the 1993 Mumbai bombings that killed 257 people. The 57-year-old was hanged at a prison in the western city of Nagpur hours after the country's Supreme Court rejected his final pleas. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.